Hi, this is HeLa Members Community Radio. Thanks for joining us. My name's Kyle Johnson, and I'm here today on Saturday afternoon. I've just been walking along the route of the Say No to Monsanto parade and protest demo social event. And we're here with Alex and Gabe, who are two of the organizers. And thank you very much for your efforts in putting this thing together. Why don't you tell us a little bit, just briefly, about the event itself, and also introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about how you came to be involved in this thing.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Alex Gonzalez, and I came about this on the internet, actually. I was doing some research on Monsanto, and I was looking into Hawaii, and they were doing a march against Monsanto, and looked into that more and found out that it was actually something going on worldwide. This is happening everywhere in over 30 countries, or 41 countries. Yes. And yeah, everyone is trying to just get the word out and get people to pay attention to more of what is going on within their food system and what companies and corporations like Monsanto are doing to our food system. And that's what really inspired me to do this march as well, so that Silver City could also have a voice in the march.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So I'm Gabe Farley, and we're both Ada Leopold students, and actually we just graduated because we were seniors.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And my voice is a little dry because I just got done yelling through a megaphone for most of the march. But yeah, we went to Ada Leopold High School, and I still consider us part of Aldo. But one of the things we did this semester for our internship was we were part of the the YCC Garden Crew for our school. And from there, we were interning with Genevieve Morgan, and we just basically found out a bunch of information about Monsanto, like what they were really doing. And we've been watching, you know, documentary after documentary, you know, Food Inc. and documentaries like that. And we've really been getting aware of, you know, what is really going on in our food system. And you know, a lot of other people are as well, and we wanted to take part to be, you know, to be a voice and have us, you know, heard by us. And, you know, Silver City is already a very conscious community, but it can still be useful to have that nudging in the right direction to get the awareness out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you definitely raised it today with what looked, trying to guesstimate the number of people, but it looked like at least 150 people, maybe more.
It was a great turnout.
Yeah, and took the route from the what's the name of the shop? I always get it.
Energy Ideal.
Yeah, Energy Ideal, right at the corner of Bullard and College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then went over to Hudson, down Hudson to 13th Street, and kind of took a circle around the Blues Fest.
Yep.
And then on past the new Hidalgo Medical Center building and back up Pope Street, and then up to one end, up to the other end of Bullard and back down.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think the exposure was great.
It was.
That was really good.
It was better than I thought it would be.
It
was interesting, too. It's very spontaneous. This wasn't, it seems like a lot of people just kind of came into it at the end,
which is great,
you know, and with a lot of spontaneous energy. It wasn't organized to the nth detail, mm-hmm. but certainly enough of a framework for people to recognize what it was and to participate
in
it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Even our route was actually a little bit compromised last minute, so uh-huh. I'm glad that everything kind of just flowed together and uh-huh. worked out in the end.
I know that this is a complex issue with Monsanto, because it involves some of the most technical things in our biological pursuits and development.
Yeah.
The intellectual property aspect of it. The thing that really troubles me the most, I think, about this thing is the presumption that they can do this without really assuming responsibility for the consequences mm-hmm. of it. I mean, it's more than just we're doing this in this place at this time. It's a fundamental change that's really affecting things, which I believe is the source of it being a worldwide protest and awareness.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
What's your I was watching some of the signs, you know, of course, with all of these people that are mm-hmm. Different people that you know are expressing their views on it. Which are the ones that you found most interesting or surprising?
I think the small child holding "I am not a science experiment" uh-huh. sign. I think that is uh-huh. what really gets to people. That really makes them look at it in a more serious way and think, mm-hmm. well, what is this company, what are these corporations really doing to our future, to our children, and overall to our environment? And yeah. I think those are the kind of signs that get people thinking. And,
I also like the very young person that had the black and yellow striped dress on that says, "I speak for the bees."
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think is the next step in kind of the development of this as far as continuing to increase public awareness?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, I think the most important part to, you know, spreading awareness and to really getting active is actually gardening, is actually growing your own food. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of community gardens here, and that it's really amazing. Like, so spreading that awareness and getting your hands in the soil, like knowing where your food can come from, and you know, getting to know your local farmers and to the local food mm-hmm. instead of just going to, you know, Walmart and buying whatever. Because during our internship, you know, working with the garden crew, we see food in an entirely different way. At our school garden, we've like been growing carrots, beets, and like it really is just a mind-blowing experience when you actually pick like a carrot out of the ground and you eat it and you know that it's good for you and you know exactly where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's
yeah, it's kind of the really the further the ultimate extension mm-hmm. of you know that. Milk does not come from a carton.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're tracing it really back to the source, and not only being aware of that, but actually engaging, having mm-hmm. an actual physical experience with it.
Yeah, yes. I think once people realize that farming is very personal, they will become closer to their food and want to know where it comes from and what the process is between farm to plate. And I think that's something that a lot of people have overlooked for a very long time, but now that they're becoming more aware of those processes mm-hmm. and, you know, the negative effects of processed food, I think they'll want to know where their food comes from a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you've both just graduated from Aldo, like just mm-hmm. this past month, just now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I know that Aldo's philosophy and approach to being, direct experience is being very much part of the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
How did this idea develop within your schoolwork? Or was it? Or is it kind of just like an extracurricular activity while you happen to be there at Aldo?
Well, we have an internship program uh-huh. at Aldo, and I actually started off interning at Townside Farms, uh-huh. and I loved that. Mm-hmm. I went into it not knowing anything about gardening or farming, mm-hmm. and I went and I realized that it was actually a very spiritual practice for me, and that I wanted to become more connected to my food. And I think Aldo really helped me get to that point because mm-hmm. it offered me that opportunity to get out there and actually mm-hmm. learn about food and mm-hmm. farming mm-hmm. and. Yeah, that was a direct connection mm-hmm. for me.
And what was, did you have an internship as well?
Oh, yeah. This last semester, we both did the garden crew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is new at Aldo.
It was new, I think it's going on next semester too. But it was a YCC crew, and it was totally based around our school garden. I think it started. We got a grant for a greenhouse mm-hmm. for our school, and it just kind of we just ended up learning so much. Like, I mean, I'm really thankful for that experience. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, just being at Aalto, I've really learned like a lot about, you know, everything really about knowing that I can. Knowing that we can organize a march and mm-hmm. be successful in it, and yeah. and you know, getting out there and knowing that our voice does change, it can change things for better.
Yeah, and so now the Aalto experience is now available to more people, to more students, because originally it was what? It was 9 through 12 originally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's adding 7 and 8th?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be starting.
We're opening up a middle school coming this next semester. This fall, yes.
Okay, so then 7th and 8th graders can also enroll at mm-hmm. Aalto-Leopold.
They're actually allowing them to enroll already. I don't actually know if there's spots left open, but uh-huh. there are spots left open for the high school.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That sounds great. It seems to be a very successful undertaking.
Yes,
yeah,
it
very
is.
Very welcome. I'm always impressed when I hear what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So, having done this, are you, and now that you're no longer students at the school, do you have a plan or some sense that you'll continue in this work on Monsanto and continue with involving mm-hmm. other people, etc.? Who are some of the other organizers also?
I'd also like to thank some of the other organizers, mm-hmm. even though we are the first ones who kind of brought it up and uh-huh. brought it to attention. But we've gotten a lot of support, especially from our mentor, Genevieve Morgan. Mm-hmm. She's the leader of the YCC crew at our school. Mm-hmm. And also, who else? There's so many people to thank uh-huh. because we've gotten so much support from everyone.
Yeah.
Well, the staging area for the event and where it began and ended was
Sarah Jane's place, Energy Ideal, uh-huh. which we're very thankful that she let us use her space uh-huh. because it turned out perfect. It was perfect for everyone to gather, and we made signs there, and it was an awesome space with a lot of community members that welcomed us and uh-huh. supported us. So.
Yeah, we're really thankful for the help we've had, because I don't think we could have done this by ourselves. Like, I mean, it's our first time really organizing something,
mm-hmm.
and it was incredibly successful, and mm-hmm. I think, you know...
Empowering, I think, is
it was
the word.
Yes, really empowering.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't expecting this at all. I mean, it kind of started out as a small, like, march, not really knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But then all these people, like, you know... The whole Energy Ideal, Sarah James, Genevieve Morgan, a lot of people have been like really helping out, like really been really interested in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's just really great because we really couldn't have done this without their help, and
mm-hmm.
they really helped us pull it together.
Yeah, so thank you to everyone who helped us. Definitely, we needed it.
And so, of course, you're just two of the students at Aalto. Are there other kinds of, other students that are having, maybe not on the same subject, but like dealing with other issues that are doing similar sorts of things in terms of building community support around those issues?
Well, that's kind of what Aalto is about. Like, there's...
Altogether.
Like, there's a lot of people that are involved with many different things, I think. Like, for instance, a lot of Aalto students just happened to join us today, too,
mm-hmm.
and just to support us. And, you know, there's a lot of nice community things going on with Aalto helping out. I can't really think of anything in particular, but I know
it's very community-based, so they're always doing work within the community to better things. And, yeah, we're very involved.
Great. Well, I congratulate you on your work.
Oh, thank you very much.
Excellent work, and also very inspiring, I think, for certainly for those who participated, but I think also for many others who would, applaud you as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks for joining us very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Gila Members Community Radio, a voice and a choice for Southwest New Mexico.